Welcome to Sefer Tehillim with the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Mizmor Chaf Dalet, Chapter
24.
Our learning is dedicated to the success of Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, for the swift return of all the hostages, for the healing of the wounded, and for the return home of all those evacuated from their homes in this war. Today we learn Perek Chaf Dalet, which is such an exciting chapter, because this is a chapter that we say as Shir Mizmor for Sunday. It is the Shir Shel Yom of Sunday. It is the chapter that we recite when we put the Sefer Torah back into the Aron Kodesh. It is a chapter which is frequently recited on the night of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, V'yavo Melech HaKavod, and Niyaleh Bahar Hashem, and it's a very, very familiar, lots of songs of Su'u Sha'arim Rasheichem. So there's a lot to think about in this chapter, and let's take a look already at the beginning. Perek Chaf Dalet. LeDavid Mizmor LaHashem Ha'aretz Umloa. To God is everything and everything that fills it. Tevel v'yoshveva, the world and everybody who lives in it. Ki hu al yamim yisada v'al naharot yichonaneha, because God has founded the world on top of seas, and He has established it on the rivers. Right, we know that if we drill down, we find water, aquifers, and there was some belief that the dry land, that the hills and were founded on top of seas, on top of water. What we see in these opening two psukim is a proclamation about the world. Everything is the world. He's the one who's established it. And the next question is, Mi yaleh behar Hashem? You know, at this point, it's worth me saying that this chapter is in three segments. Verse 1 and 2 deal with the world. How amazing the world is. God has created everything. Lashem haaretz umlo'a. In the second, Mi yaleh behar Hashem, the second section, who will go up to the mountain of God? And we see us ascending Har HaBayit, ascending the Temple Mount, and talking about that. In the third section, we say, Su'u Sha'arim Rasheichem, let the gates lift up their heads, V'yavo Melech HaKavod, and let the King of Honor come. And the question, of course, is, under what circumstances is this chapter being said? And I'd like to offer two frames, and then we'll carry on learning. One frame is that this is a chapter which would be said by Olei Regel. People would come to visit Jerusalem, and they'd bring their korbanot to the Beit HaMikdash. And many people want to read the chapter this way. The people are on their way, and they're walking along the hills and valleys of the land of Israel, and they proclaim God's praise, L'Hashem Ha'aretz Umloa, God has created the whole world, Tevel v'yoshveva, all the land, and everybody who lives there, Ki hu al yamim yisada v'al naharot yichonaneha. He's established it. He's established the world as it is. And then, Mi yaleh behar Hashem u'mi yakum b'mkom kodsho. Some even suggest that this question is posed by the Kohanim, the guards who are standing at the gate of the temple. You come with your sacrifice, with your family, you've purified yourself. And instead of just saying good morning, the Kohen would say there'd be almost like a ritual, a responsive ritual. And the priest would say, or the Levite, whoever was guarding, would say, Mi yaleh behar Hashem u'mi yakum b'mkom kodsho? Who can ascend the mountain of God and who can stand on his holy place? And the people who come answer and they say, Neki chapayim, somebody who is of clean hands, by which they mean somebody who's honest, somebody who has integrity, somebody who hasn't stole, or varelevav, somebody who has a pure heart, asher lo nasa lashav nashi, who hasn't given over themselves to falsehood, v'lo nishba lemirma, and hasn't sworn falsely. Yisa bracha meit Hashem. That person will carry forth a blessing from God, utzdaka melohei yisho. And he will carry forth kindness, charity, from the God of his salvation. I think we mentioned in a previous podcast, people would come to the temple with their sacrifices, expecting that all they needed to do was bring a temple tax or bring their sacrifice. But by this question and answer, what we're saying is that the person who is welcome in the temple is not somebody who's brought the nicest sacrifice or paid their entrance fee, but rather the person who is a person of honesty, integrity, of values. We're interested not in what you bring, but what you are. So if that's true, so we've had the first two verses, the world is amazing. The second, can we go up to the mountain? Yes, if you've done tshuva, if you're a person of integrity. And now we come into the temple and we say, oh, sorry. And the response then would be, Ze dor dorshav mevakshei panecha Yaakov Sela. This is the generation who seek God. Mevakshei panecha, who seek your face, God. And who are those? Yaakov. I have to say, I love these phrases, dor dorshav, that we are a generation of seekers. We are mevakshei panecha. We seek God's face. We'll talk about that a little bit when we do chapter 27, L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi. But, you know, sometimes, how do you describe somebody who is practicing Jew? Some people say he's Orthodox. Other people will say he's observant, he's frum. But I love this phrase. A religious Jew should be somebody who seeks God, somebody who's mevakshei panecha, who should be on a constant quest to engage, to seek God's face, so to speak. So this is the second section. We've just come up to the temple, and we've spoken about our integrity, and maybe the Levite who's heard this response, Niki Chapaim or Var Levav, he turns around to the people and says, wonderful, Zedor Droshav, mevakshei panecha Yaakov Sela, you're welcome to enter. But then we come into the temple, and if we really are seeking God's face, mevakshei panecha. By the way, I will stress that you hear overtones of Berchat Kohanim when you say Yisa Bracham Eit Hashem mevakshei panecha. You can always hear Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. Hear Utzdakam Elohei Yisho. We come into the temple. And we want to have a face-to-face meeting. We're mevakshei panecha. We seek God's face. So now what do we say? Su'ush arim rasheichem. We stand outside the gates maybe of the temple azara, the temple compound, and we want God to come out and meet us. But God's so large, God's so impressive. So su'ush arim rasheichem. O gates, lift up your head. You're not big enough. You're going to have to be larger than that. B'hinasu pitchei olam. And let the gates of the world raise up, v'yavo melecha kavod. And let God, the King of Honor, come. And then there's again a question and answer. Maybe the priest's asking, mize melecha kavod, who is he? Hashem izuz v'gibor, God is strong and mighty. Hashem gibor milchama, the God who fights wars. And again, su sharim rasheichem usu pitchei olam, v'yavo melecha kavod. Gates, raise up your heads. Let the gates of the world open, and let the King of the world come in, the King of Honor. Who is this King of Honor? Mize melech hakavod, Hashem Tzvaot, the God of the military of the Tzvaot, maybe the God of the angels, because Tzvah Hashemayim. Who melech hakavod zela? He is the King of Honor. In other words, the people have come, made their way to the temple. They've now stood there expressing their integrity, and now they're almost beckoning God to come and meet them. And this is the way that many people read this chapter. But there's something a little problematic there, because I've never understood, if that's the case, why we say, Mize melech hakavod, Hashem Elohei tzedek u'mishpat, Hashem Elohei hashalom, or something like that. Why is that all this military stuff? Why do we say, Izuz v'gibor, gibor milchama? And therefore, maybe I'll turn to a second possibility with this chapter, which is that we're talking about, I'll read the Radak, Zeh ha-mizmor chibro David, sheyomru oto kshehachnisu ha-aron lebeit kodshei ha-kodashim. This is the psalm which David composed. David wasn't allowed to build the temple, but he dreamed of building the temple, and he gave over the task to his son Solomon, and he said, you know, when you bring in the ark for the inauguration of the temple, this should accompany the ark on its way. Now let me say a word about the ark, the Aron HaBrit. Sometimes the ark of the covenant, the Aron HaBrit, goes out with the people to war. They would take the ark to war as a sense that Hashem Elokecha mitalech bekerev machanecha, that God is walking amongst your your troops. And let's remember the famous psukim that we all know, Vayhi b'nso Aaron, and when the ark travels, Vayomer Moshe, Kuma Hashem v'yafutzo ivecha, arise God, scatter your enemies, v'yanusu masanecha mipanecha. There is a sense that when the ark is there, it will scatter the enemies before the Jewish people. So now let's imagine it slightly differently. The Aaron has just gone out to war, and now the Aaron is being brought back as it's going through the making its way to the temple. The people who are accompanying it sing, "Lashem haaretz umloa tevel v'yoshveva." God is the being who has founded the whole world, and then as it ascends the steps to the Har Hashem, mi aleh b'Har Hashem u'mi akum b'mkom kodesho. Is this ark just a war machine? Is this ark just something which bears the presence of God? No. The people who are the guardians of the Aron have to be nekichapayim or var levav. They have to have integrity and honesty, and they have to be sworn to justice. And then the nation will carry a blessing from God and graciousness from the God of their salvation. But then, as the ark is about to enter into the temple compound, we say, O gates, lift up your heads. Ve'avom elecha kavod. Now the ark is coming to its resting place. The war is over. And we say, who is the Melech HaKavod? He is the king who has given us victory in our wars. He's Hashem Izuz v'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Melchama. He is Hashem Tzvaot, who Melech HaKavod Tzela. And to my mind, that's a way that we might possibly understand all of the military terminology, Tzvaot, Izuz, Gibor Melchama, in the context of the temple. Usually, we look at the temple and war as two things which are very, very starkly opposed. One of the laws about the temple altar is that you're not allowed to cut the stones with a metal implement. The temple is allergic to war. It's a place of peace. And therefore, the presence here on the Har Hashem of Hashem Yisus Gibor, Hashem Gibor Milchama, seems a little bit out of place. And therefore, maybe these are the explanations. Either option one, this is the song of Olei Regel, and they're simply expressing the divine power. Or possibly, this is the song of the installation of the Aron. And of course, I have to stress, in our shul, in our synagogues, when do we recite this psalm? We recite it as we're putting the Sefer Torah back into the Aron Kodesh. And that's sort of we're almost reenacting the return of the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant, which held the Sefer Torah, held the covenantal tablets. And as we're reinstalling it in our Aron Kodesh, we're imagining it being reinstalled in the Kodesh Kodashim. But why would it have been taken out? Either this is the dedication of the temple itself, or possibly, as I say, it is the Ark coming back from war, hopefully after the nation has been victorious. And then indeed we say, Hashem Gibor Melchama. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.